This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
And good afternoon, everybody. Damn, you are in for Scott Whatley. Welcome to Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage and Kurt Rogers. Kurt, how are you, sir?
Actually, I'm doing pretty well, and I'm looking out the window, and the last couple of times I've been here, we couldn't see the mountains because of smoke.
Right.
Now, today, we can't see it because of snow.
Snow.
You know, and we've just been sitting here for the last couple of minutes, and I was looking out there, and it was just kind of drizzling, and now all of a sudden, it's like, here's the snow.
And Kurt, it was 93 yesterday.
Well, yeah. But that's Colorado.
That is Colorado.
And that's why most of it's not going to stick on the streets or on the yards that much at this point. Now, later on tonight when it gets below freezing, that's another story.
Yeah, we'll get a little sticky here and there. Won't be too bad.
And our guest, Lindsay Radford, was talking about how she's really concerned about her pumpkins.
Pumpkins.
She's taking blankets and boxes and all kinds to cover them up because she wants pumpkins. It's coming.
I know, I do. I have four children. They've been eyeing these every single day. I can't let them down.
So do you have one that's the great pumpkin?
You know what? Tragically, we have a maimed pumpkin already. Oh. We have a wood fence, but then there's also a little wire mesh, and the pumpkin started to grow into the wire mesh, and I thought, oh, no. So I ripped it out. So we already have one that's...
That's appropriate for what we're... That's very good. I like that.
I do have a maimed pumpkin, so we're trying to figure out how to make that one particularly ugly and scary for Halloween.
Ooh. And not a normal pumpkin.
Not the normal pumpkin.
No. How do we carve into it, make it change?
I love pumpkin. Pumpkin pie.
I like pumpkin pie, too. I'm very, very much in favor of it. With whipped cream, without it, don't matter. I like it.
I just love it. Okay, so before we start talking about Adam's camp here with Lindsay Redford, Radford, I'm sorry, Radford.
Quite all right.
I don't have my bifocals on.
So you want mine?
Need longer arms or something.
I'd like to be related to Robert Redford if
right?
I could be, right?
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
She wouldn't be sitting here talking to us.
Who are those little guys? Little people.
The little munchkins.
People.
Right. They need to go away.
The little people. Okay, so Kurt, what do you think is driving all this purchase business today in the real estate market?
Well, what you're seeing, I think that the first thing that's driving it is the interest rates. When you can go out and buy a home and, you know, be in the twos or the threes, that allows you to buy more home for less money. But the other thing that's out there is that I read this morning, as a matter of fact, 52% of young adults still live at home.
What?
52% of young adults now, their specifications were 18 and older.
Okay.
But 52%, and I kind of understand this number, live at home. They're wanting to buy a home. Millennials is the number one age group out there trying to buy homes. They're starting to understand with the rates where they are that they're wanting to get into the game.
Makes total sense.
And they're buying them in a completely different way than what we're used to. There'll be a couple of them get together and go out and buy a property. Or they'll do what's called house hacking. They'll go out and they'll buy a duplex or a fourplex, live in one side so they don't have to bring much money down, and rent out the other sides. So that's also keeping the rental market up. So
That to me is really smart.
Yeah, I kind of wish I'd have learned that when I was 20, 30 years old.
Me too.
I probably wouldn't be sitting here either.
So when they said that 51% of adults, right, young adults are still living at home, of course, nowadays with Obamacare, I think you're a child until like 45 or
26.
Something.
26. Nice try, Dan, but it's 26.
Okay. So 26, yeah. But I'll tell you what, being here in the Denver market, housing's expensive.
And they keep going up. And I was really surprised at that because from last year, they've increased 7-8%. They had settled down a little bit around 5-6, but because of what's going on and the demand and the interest rates, it's driving that demand up higher. And there's bidding wars on homes now, which we haven't seen in a while.
We haven't seen that in a couple of years, have we? That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. Okay, so Kurt, you talk about being mortgage safe. What does that mean?
Okay, and I learned this back in 2007, actually 2008 through 2010. Mortgage safe means that you're protecting your investment in your home. There are ways to, never in our history have we had this much equity in our home. Has our house been worth this much and we owe this little on it? With the interest rates where they are, now is the opportunity to be able to protect that. And what I mean by that, there are loans out there to, let's say you have a house that's worth $500,000 and you owe $300,000. You can get a loan for $400,000 but only make payments on $300,000. So what that allows you to do, so if the speed bumps of life come along and you are unemployed or the economy goes south, you're able to reach in and pull the equity out of your home without working. Now, if that happens like in 2008, 2010, you can't go back and get it. You look back in when the housing market crashed, there were 7 million people that foreclosed. And of those, they had over 30% equity. The problem was they weren't able to tap it to get past the times that were tough. There's loans out there now designed just for that to help you protect yourself. So if you're unemployed for a year, you can still make your house payment, your car payment, pay your groceries. But you're not making those payments now because you don't need it. The money's just sitting there available to you. And that's what I call being mortgage safe.
And that's important because now you had a neighbor or have a neighbor that went through
18
this.
Months. She was unemployed for 18 months, but she had this loan that allows her to do that. She never lost her house. Matter of fact, she was over yesterday. We were at a Labor Day party, and we were talking about that. She is so thankful because of what she does. She was working for Oppenheimer at one time, lost her income. So there's ways to protect yourself, or if there's an emergency comes up, like my wife and I, we just figured out that there's a leak underneath our basement, so we had to tear up the concrete floor. $7,000 later, it's fixed. But the $7,000 didn't have to come off a credit card or take out a 401k. We just took it out of the equity we had in our home.
Equity in the home. So the home basically got to repair itself.
It's my own bank. Yeah, if I need some, it's my bank. I put all the money into it to get it to where I have that equity. Right. Now I have access to it. So it's like a little separate savings account that I don't need anybody's permission except the boss, my wife, to see if I can take the money out.
Exactly. See, a lot of people think that they may be sitting on a lot of equity. They may think that they have access to it, but they really don't.
No, because if you're unemployed or if your income goes down, especially now with COVID, if your income goes down or you're unemployed, you can't get a loan by having it already in place before that happens. And if you never need it, it didn't cost you anything.
So you really don't own that equity unless you either have the loan like you're talking about or sell your property.
That's correct.
Boy, and there's a lot of times you don't want to sell. You just need a little access, a little bit of that money to get by.
And the equity in your home is not getting you any rate of return.
That's true. It's just sitting there.
It's not whether you owe $100,000, $400,000, the equity is still zero.
All right. So, Kurt, if people want to become mortgage safe, how do they get a hold of you?
They can give me a call at 720-895-0500, or they can go to my website at aimortgage.net. Pick up the phone, call me. I like talking to you. It's a snowy day.
Yeah, do that. And Kurt's great to talk to, as you can tell. All right, Kurt, well, introduce Lindsay.
Lindsay and I have known each other for a long time. I've got a soft spot in my heart for what she does. I have many friends that have issues with this, and she runs an organization called Adams Camp. Now, a lot of people don't know what Adams Camp is, so I'll let you explain that. Lindsay.
We like to say it's better than Disneyland, and it's far cheaper. it's a great place. We have been around now for 34 years. I've been talking to you long enough now. I can add a year to that number. So 34 years, and we are a camp for kids and adults with developmental delays. So we start working with children as early as 6 months old, and our programs are intensive therapy programs all through fun. In those early ages, and then it gets to be to a point where you can go to mountain camp, and then pretty soon it's just a five-night-away sleepaway camp for adults. Our oldest camper slated to come this year pre-COVID was going to be 62 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty exciting. So we joke that we're the camp that grows with you over a lifetime. We never say no. Age isn't, it doesn't really matter. It's really all about providing that really awesome experience. And we really approach people with developmental delays with the idea that, really anything's possible, and we're going to help you figure out how to get it done, versus a lot of people who may look at you and say, oh, you can't do a lot of things. We say, oh, no, we'll help you figure it out. I mean, doesn't matter. You can have all kinds of needs, and we'll take you ziplining. And the way a person's face lights up when they get that thrilling experience is phenomenal, because, if you're stuck in a wheelchair, and everybody looks at you with that idea that you can't do it, and then you finally get to do it. That's pretty darn thrilling. So it's an awesome place. That's why I jokingly say there are families that will tell you it's better than Disneyland. We don't have the waits.
That's right. Well, and we've talked many times, especially on the show, about this, about how you you work with children, and there's different types and different programs. We're going to get into that. But as everything has to be started with, how has COVID affected some of the things that you guys have been doing? Because you have different programs throughout the year. How has that affected you?
So it's been pretty devastating for Adams Camp, just on the level that, you know, I would normally be talking to you right now coming off an amazing summer. You know, we'd still be on that summer high of, wow, we just wrapped up. It was amazing. And because of COVID, we really had to shut down our entire summer programming. And a lot of that was because, you know, if I go back in time, we start building our camps for next summer now. We're laying out summer programming and schedules as we speak. And the state didn't come down with their overnight camp rules until we were into June, and we would have already been in programming. It was so far behind as everybody was trying to figure out what to do. So we had to make the ultimate decision even before the state to cancel. And at that point in time, if you looked at CDC guidelines, we weren't really sure how we could social distance everyone because we had booked for a full camp. We weren't really quite sure how at risk some of the folks were in our population. And so we did, you know, we did what any responsible camp did. We said, we'll do full refunds for everybody. We're going to have to take the summer off. So it was disappointing for us because we live for those moments. But we also realize a lot of our campers come to us and they already have underlying health conditions.
Correct.
So you have to be careful. And we don't want anybody to be in trouble on that level. So we're looking ahead to next year. And, you know, and I think like any other business, we had to punt and figure out what we could do and what could we do digitally. And we're now, we've been running some phenomenal digital programming with storytelling and music time when we did campfires to keep the social aspect going. And now we're looking at doing some in-person programming this fall. So we're evolving, but it's been an interesting landscape to navigate.
Well, and I'm going to go back to different conversations we had, because you've got different age groups that do different things. And the ones up in the mountains, I can understand you can't do those activities anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But in town, are there any smaller groups? How are you addressing some of the issues that you really need to be closer with the individual?
Well, it's interesting because I think, you know, I think our automatic assumption is you want to protect the the camper. And that's where the risk is, but we also have therapists. And so we went to our board of directors. We run an early start program, which is one of the most adorable programs ever. So, you know, kids from 6 months to age four in this program, it's in the city. It's usually inside a church. And what we do is we set up different spaces and there are four therapists that work with four kids over 5 days. And they have therapy goals that they are working toward, all done through fun, play, there's music, you know, all kinds of fun stuff. And the trick is, though, if you think about a typical toddler, they're all over you and they're drooling on you and you're going to get saliva all over you. And, you know, we had to kind of say, OK, can we protect our therapists that come in and work this?
Correct.
And can we protect our campers? And at the end of the day, we had to make the decision that, OK, we're going to have to put that program on hold. And that's the hardest. I think that's the hardest age group to put on hold because
they don't understand.
Well, they don't understand, but it's also the period where your child is going to make the most gains through that therapy camp.
Uh-huh.
And so that was hard for our parents. And that's really kind of why we designed some of the digital work that we did. But we would be the first to tell you that, you know, we're tired of Zoom and our campers are tired of Zoom. And, you know, you may have someone with a developmental delay and then you want them to sit in front of a computer for an hour and do therapy.
It's not the same.
It's hard to get my 14-year-old to sit behind the computer for an hour to do schoolwork.
I know. So it's been interesting to learn through the process. I think the good news is, you know, we realize we're a nonprofit, but we also look at ourselves as a small business. And so if we want to stay relevant, how do we provide programming that's interesting? How do we make ourselves more valuable in a certain space? And so we've worked really hard. We worked really hard at that. And I have a great staff that's really worked hard at it, too. So we've had some good wins. I mean, I think we've discovered some alternative programming options that will keep going even when COVID goes away.
Can you give me an example of something?
Sure. So let's say the three of us all had developmental delays, and we needed to work on speech. So we created a story time, and instead of just employing one speech therapist, which would be a typical experience for a child with speech delays, we employed two. And so what we would do is we would tell the parents in advance what kind of program, what the story time was going to be about, if they had to bring any props or things like that. And so you'd have two speech therapists who were monitoring it, and each of us would be on as kiddos. And it became very interactive. It became very focused work. And the great thing is that when you look at learning, and this is true of typical kids and kids with delays, that peer modeling gets to be really important. So now all of a sudden we're getting some social interaction, we're working with each other, and we're learning to answer who, what, when, and where questions. Some of those abstract questions that you have to ask, and that's actually, that takes training. I have a son with Down syndrome, and he can read like there's like nobody's business. But getting him to retell the story or answer W questions is a real challenge for him. So our speech therapist would work with some of those kiddos on that process. And it was visual, it was fun, there were props, and it became very engaging. And we had parents say to us, this is much better than the typical therapy I'm paying for, you know, through insurance, which was huge for us. And so we managed to create a model, and I think that's the flexibility we have as a nonprofit. We can come up with models that are really, really strong.
Do you think sometimes there's more obstacles from maybe the older individuals, I'm not going to say you, but therapists and other individuals that are part of this in our way of wanting to teach, because the kids, they're adaptable. Mm-hmm. They'll go to a phone or to a computer, and they're all in. Where us, we're not quite as friendly with it. We feel we're losing something. So is that part of some of the learning curve that the people have to go through?
You know, a lot of our therapists come from schools, and I think sometimes the schools, you're kind of boxed in. You have limited time. You can do what you can do. I think the cool thing about Adams Camp has been that we're like, hey, there are no walls here. There is no box. We're reinventing this.
Yeah.
So come at it with whatever idea you have. And I think that's really what's helped us be creative, is that we're not confined. And our therapist, I think that's why they like camp. I think that's why they want to work camp. They're like, whew, okay, the rules are off. Let's go.
No more boundaries.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's play.
That's the fun part about camp.
It is. And maybe your parents aren't watching. No, there are no rules.
There are no rules, at least not the typical rules that you'd have somewhere else. And that's what makes it great. So if you'd like to learn more about Adams Camp, go to adamscamp.org or give Lindsay a call at 303-563-8290. And you're listening to Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage and Kurt Rogers. You can get a hold of Kurt at 720-895-0500. AIMortgage.net. Dan Muir in for Scott Watley. We'll be right back.
What would you do if you knew how to trade with the skill and confidence of the pros? Hi, this is Scott Watley for Online Trading Academy in Denver. Now is your chance to attend a free 2-hour class to learn more about Online Trading Academy. You will learn how to buy at wholesale and sell at retail, just like the financial institutions. Learn how professional traders navigate today's increasingly volatile markets and manage risk. You'll hear some of the common mistakes of the novice investor and how to reduce them. Learn how you can time the market by waiting for opportunity to come to you. Online Trading Academy in Denver. Call now to enroll in this complimentary 2-hour class. 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511. Or visit them online at tradingacademy.com.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back to Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage and Kurt Rogers. I am Dan Muir in for Scott Wiley, but first, Kurt, I got to say hi to my lovely bride. I just found out she's listening.
Your bride's listening?
My bride is listening, my wonderful wife.
After Kurt. How many years?
Finally, after 5-6 years.
She's finally listening? No, I meant how many years you've been married.
We've been married almost 26.
I was going to say, because I know you've been married longer than 5 or 6. That yeah, didn't go over
I've
well.
Been on air for 20, or for, not for 5 years.
So she waited 20 years to listen to you
yeah,
on
exactly.
radio?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Something like that. I don't know.
She's a very patient woman.
She's very patient. Well, she's married to me.
Of course.
We've been friends for how long now? About 5 years.
Well, a little right? bit longer.
A little longer? Yeah. And you're very patient with me, too.
I'm patient with everybody.
Yes, that's why if you want a loan, if you're looking for a mortgage, call Kurt. Because you and I have worked on this stuff before, and he's very, very patient. And you need somebody like that. I'm serious. Let me give you his number again, 720-895-0500. Our guest is Lindsay Radford, and she's with Adams Camp. And Adams Camp is for people with?
Developmental delays. Autism, Down syndrome, CP, undiagnosed. You know, we run the gamut. We figure, you know what, everybody's a part of our clan. We welcome everybody.
And it sounds like you take kids from 1 to 92.
Pretty much.
If they're 92, yes, she'd take them.
You know what? As long as you're young at heart and you That's still right. want to have a good time. You know what? I have to tell you a funny story, though. So we do have campers that have aged with us over the years. Yep. So we're 34. We have some campers that have gotten up there in age, too. And so we realized last year, one of my favorite campers is a camper named Jimmy. And he comes up all the way up from Texas. His brother found out about our camp because he was at the YMCA Snow Mountain Ranch campus, where he was a counselor back in the 60s. I've heard the naughty stories of what went on in the 60s through these guys. But he saw us running around campus, and he came over and introduced himself and asked. And then the next year, he sent Jimmy, his brother, up to camp. And so Jimmy was 54, and Jimmy's used to taking a nap every afternoon. and we're up at 7 a.m. at least, and our campers go. And, you know, at the end with the Winter Park concert, they end the night with a dance party, a talent show. So these guys are worn out. You know, and they may have spent the day on Grand Lake, you know, all kinds of fun stuff that they're doing. And so we learned that with our senior group, we need to have a little nap time built in. So we actually now have like an older team that we allow it to have a little bit more downtime.
It's a 2-hour break over here.
Yes, I know.
Because that's what you need.
Well, and you know, and some of our campers just biologically, their bodies are built differently. Yeah. And so, you know, they may age a little bit differently than we do. So you may think, well, 54, that's really young. Well, for their bodies, it just may feel a little differently than maybe my body does. So.
Well, you're not 54, so that's okay.
I'm getting closer, though.
Well, I'm 53, and I like nap time.
So. You know, I'm 46. I like nap time, too.
During the break, you talked about, because you didn't have camp, you did something else that was rather special. Explain to what you did, because I thought it was pretty cool.
You know, we really kind of searched hard and long to figure out what could we do for alternative programming. And we had, it was actually, I will give credit where credit was due, our website development team came to us and they said, hey, have you ever thought of doing camper parades? And we fell in love with that idea. So we worked with our volunteers. We usually have 250 plus volunteers that come up for the summer. So crazy, huge numbers of volunteers. So we recruited them and they would show up. We'd meet at a location. We'd pre-check a list, a route of 10 campers' houses that we would drive by for the day. We had goodie bags. We'd decorate our cars. And then we'd pull up, honk, you know, cars honking and yelling, bullhorns. And we had a poster made for each camper that we saw. We gave them a bag, and they were just thrilled. And, you know, some came up to us and were comfortable being close to us. Others stayed back. But we heard more stories about I have to tell you, that poster you guys made 3 months later is still hanging in my son's room really proudly.
That's cool.
They would post their photos on social media with their mom and dad. I mean, it was just a really cool chance to have somebody say you really matter at a time where everything is shut down and their social connections were gone, their day programs were gone, their school connections were gone. And I always say, if you think mental health is hard when you're typical, now take someone who has no access to anything. That's really hard. That's part, one of the reasons why Adams Camp is such a draw and why those friendships really matter. And now I have to say to you, you can't come to camp and you can't see those friends right now. That's pretty tough.
That had to be devastating. I mean, I was just thinking about, you know, how a lot of the elderly are alone all the time and isolated. But then you really become isolated when you can't have visitors anymore or if you can't go do this camp.
Yeah.
That really had to make some of these kids probably somewhat depressed.
Yeah. And it's interesting, too, because maybe the camper was healthy enough to go to camp. You know, let's say hypothetically we could run camp. But they also have aging parents. So if that camper, you know, is out and about doing something and they are exposed, do they take it home to older parents who could be impacted? And so it was a tough time period. But you were really close to launching some new programming that's going to be in person, limited numbers, smaller, but it's a step in the right direction. And we're big believers in let's be smart, let's be safe, but let's really do it and let's do it well.
Well, you talked about this year that the state didn't come out with certain guidelines for camp until June, so it took a delay. Now, you also said that you're setting up for next year. Are you thinking of going back? Do you have an idea if you plan on that and COVID is still around? Is that what have you got going there?
So I have a plan A and a plan B.
Yeah. Backup.
I have a budget A and a budget B. It's a lot of fun. You know, if you don't like budgeting, let's do it twice. We're going to do our general plan for a full scale camp. Do I think that's going to happen? I think it depends on how flu season combines with everything and what happens with numbers. But, you know, I am encouraged by how the schools are doing so well. I mean, realistically, they're doing pretty well. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a plan B, and our plan B, the biggest issue I run into at camp is housing. The Snow Mountain Ranch YMCA campus is amazing. But if you've ever been to, you know, some of the reunion cabins, there are, you know, four sets of bunk beds in a room. So we're really looking at that closely now about how do we social distance with sleep? How do we do that? The state did come out, like I said, in June with some of those guidelines. So we're going to build the adventure camp, which is the 5-night-away sleepaway camp where the parents just drop off the kids and leave them.
Break for both.
Oh, yeah. We had a board president who used to joke that if she could roll down the window and shove him out the window and keep driving, she would. She dropped off her son.
She loves him, but let's go.
Time to go.
And her son was ready to fly out the car, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we at check-in have campers that are two hours early. The parents look at us and we're like, we know you're not doing check-in for 2 hours. We had to get him out of the house. Like, they wouldn't stop bugging us.
I believe it.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, from that standpoint, we'll have to probably cut our numbers down if we have to go with that plan B. And then in our therapy camp, which is in the mountains as well, we'll have to just kind of set that up differently as far as whether we allowed, you know, what that program does is it initially phases in like one night of a sleepaway, two nights of a sleepaway, and then 3 nights of a sleepaway. Over time, we may have to look at changing up those sleepaways because the sleeping portion of it is just a little bit more difficult. But, you know, we can build, think of it, you know, right now the classrooms have cohorts. So we can do the same thing with our therapy team. The therapy team is basically a cohort. So we have ways to do that. And, you know, we'll follow all the guidelines that we need to follow. But we think there's a way to do it next year and really go into it with a plan. And, you know, of course, we'll have to adjust bus transportation. It's going to be a more expensive year for us. But we also have
a lot of work ahead of you.
We do. It's a lot of planning. But we've been talking to our, you know, some funders. And I think some people are going to help us underwrite the cost of those additional changes and get the programming up and running. They just see how valuable it is.
Well, that brings up another question I had. You had mentioned earlier you have 250 volunteers. People can still volunteer. There are still places that they can come and help out for what you're doing. If somebody wanted to be a volunteer, just kind of get into it for maybe one day to see what it's like. How do they start that process?
So our volunteer applications will open up in January officially. But even now, for example, if we in October we're going to do an outdoor hike with campers, and I need a couple of additional people to come and help me with that you know, 3-hour hike. So there's an opportunity to help with that. If you want to help us just do something simple and just pack snack bags, you know, we have to have individually packaged snacks to make sure that everything is, you know, correct by the guidelines. There's a way to help with that. We're moving to new offices. We need help getting organized in our office. We've really had to go down in staff, and like a lot of other nonprofits, we had to do some layoffs and some, you know, cuts. And so, you know, that's part of where we could use volunteers to help us with that kind of stuff. So really, there's a little bit for everybody in that arena. So
if you wanted to volunteer and help with the campers, what kind of training or qualifications do you need to do so?
So we screen you. We really try to recruit we try to recruit the best of the best. You know, one of the great things about schools these days is a lot of them require volunteer hours. One of the bad things about that is that sometimes we get volunteers who just need the hours and they don't really care about the program.
They're just punching a clock.
They're punching a clock. So we really try to weed those people out. So we go through and there's an application process. Then in the past, we would do group sit-down interviews. Now we'll just do group Zoom calls for right now. And then we screen you that way. And we give you some scenarios because in the disability space, some crazy things can happen. You know, what happens if you're a volunteer at camp and a camper walks downstairs without his underwear on? That could happen.
Probably more than once.
It might happen at a typical camp, too.
It happens to 54-year-olds all the time. Right, Dan?
I've never come in here without underwear.
We ain't talking here.
Oh, okay.
I have a 5-year-old at home who thinks clothing is optional. So, yeah. You know, but that's a crazy. So, you know, what's the right protocol in that scenario if you're just a volunteer and the counselor isn't there? You know, and the counselors are all really strong and trained, and we train our volunteers so that you know, and we go through scenarios and we work, you know, we bring in a behavior therapist just to kind of say, you know, you may see this kind of behavior. This is what this means. And I always tell people behavior is a communication. So if somebody's behaving a certain way, there's a communication there. And so try to figure out not what the behavior is, but what's the communication? What does this person need?
What are they trying to say?
Yeah. And if you go at it with that approach, you're less likely to be freaked out and more likely to figure out, oh, all right, if I go upstairs with the camper, I'm going to find out that his clothes got mixed up with another kid's clothes, and now let's find the proper underwear. We're done. Good.
That's kind of the same when people get angry. That's just they're going to communicate completely different.
So I was sitting here thinking, I'd like to ask you this question when we come back from the break, is that if I'm out driving around listening to this program today and I have a child with developmental issues and trying to figure out what I can do to help, are you taking new campers?
Yes.
And so, okay, let's get to that. And we'll talk about that when we get back from the break. And then how much does this cost? So you're listening to Your Money Matters, brought to you by Kurt Rogers and Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our guest is Lindsay Radford, and she is with Adams Camp. And you can find out more about Adams Camp by going to adamscamp.org, or you can give them a call, 303-563-8290. I'm Dan Muir for Scott Watley. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their Experience Center in Englewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team. David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, and the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back to Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage and Kurt Rogers. And once again, if you want to talk about refinancing or maybe you're looking to purchase, give Kurt a call at 720-895-0500. Check out Affordable Interest Mortgage at aimortgage.net. And I am not Scott Watley. I'm Dan Muir in for Scott Watley.
Yes,
you knew that, right?
Yes, we knew
that. I don't have that Texas drawl.
Well, no, you probably walk better than he does, too, after a surgery. He's still limping along here.
And Charlie brought up, and he's right, I don't have Scott's hair.
No.
Not even close.
You have nobody's hair. Because you have no hair.
I keep saying you look just like Lex Luthor.
I'm serious.
I just don't know if that's a good thing.
Just
I think
perception.
You're very handsome. You're very handsome.
Well, thank you.
Here you go.
Now my hand's going to get really big.
Oh, please,
don't
no.
Get out of this thing, right? Don't want that. And our guest is Lindsay Radford, and she's with Adams Camp. And if you want to learn more about Adams Camp, you can go to adamscamp.org or 303-563-8290. And I want to bring out the phone number again because there might be people driving around that have children that might be able to go to your camp. And they're wondering, do you still take new campers? What does it cost me? What do I have to do to be part of Adams Camp?
So we always take new campers. And the cool thing is over the last, I'm a little regretful because this was supposed to be our big banner year, bigger than ever. We've really worked hard to add more families. And so, but we always have families that we take that are new every single year. We don't, we encourage that. We think it's fantastic. And so applications will go live in January. We're delaying that. Usually we're taking applications in November, but we wanted a little bit more time to plan and assess what the fall looked like with COVID so that we have the right number of spots when we do open up. I always tell people, apply in January. Don't hesitate. Put your deposit down. And then we go to work and really go to our community partners to help defray the cost. So there are different layers of programming. So the Early Start program for those kiddos that are going to do an intensive therapy program here in the city, that's $1,500, but I will be the first to tell you that rarely does somebody pay full price because we, whether through scholarships, whether that's through community service funds that we can access, whether that's through other grant funding, we work really hard to get that cost down. Then when you look at the week-long therapy camp, that's the most expensive program at about $3,000. And again, I tell people, don't look at the price tag and be scared away because we are the masters at figuring out how to get camp paid for. We have a lot of community connections and a lot of community groups that help supplement those fees. And so, we ask parents to tell us, if you've lost a job, we're going to pay attention to that. If it's your first time at camp, we really try to get you to camp and we go above and beyond to get you to camp so you can at least experience it once. And then when you get to the adventure camp, the sleepaway camp, by that age, most of our campers that are coming are on some sort of waiver. So a lot of times Medicaid funding will come in and help with that too. So that helps a little bit as well because it counts as respite time for the parents. And so for some families, that's completely free. And otherwise, we also scholarship that too.
One of the questions, you talked about three different age groups, three mm-hmm. different types of camps. Kind of break each one of those down if you could.
Sure. So Early Start is really ages 6 months to four. It's in the city. We don't go to the mountains yet because some kids struggle just with breathing and lungs right. and all that kind of stuff. And so it's really a half-day intensive therapy program all done through play. And at the end of that camp, parents get a detailed report on what we worked on. We give you really tangible things that you can do in your home or with your school or your other therapist to really help those kiddos. When you are five, you can now go to Mountain Camp. And Mountain Camp, therapy camp, is a full family camp. So there's a sibling program. So I have four kids. My son Noah will go to therapy camp, but his brothers and sisters will be in the sibling program, and they love it. Like they were mad at me this summer that we didn't have camp. I'm like, hey, it's not my, I didn't do this.
I didn't bring COVID in.
It wasn't my
fault.
Why? What do you mean we're not going to Adams Camp? And so there's a siblings program. The parents have the entire day off. We do a date night for the parents where we watch the kids so they can go have a date night. It is hilarious to see the dads get so excited for the date night, by the way. I think they get more excited than anybody else. And so that camp is a lot like Early Start in that you go up to five therapists, five campers on a team over 5 days. You still get the report at the end of camp. We're working on very specific goals. And there are three levels within that camp that evolve as the camper evolves, because you can imagine if you're five or six, you have more physical therapy needs.
Right.
It becomes more social as you get older, and you see that
13,
kind of transition.
18.
Yeah. And then if you have a fairly high functioning camper, meaning you can toilet on your own, you know what I mean? You can do some things that are a little bit more independent. Then starting at age 9, all the way up to 54, 65, whatever age it may be.
62.
You can go to adventure camp. And now that sounds kind of crazy. You're thinking, well, you just said 9-year-olds and 62-year-olds in the same breath. What we do is we divide them by teams and ages,
right,
and they're in different cabins. And they have some community activities, but they're divided up, so it's appropriate.
Now, all of that takes money.
Mm-hmm.
During the year, you have, at least in the past, always had different events throughout the year. Those probably went away this year.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your donations and your support has gone down. Well, your expense has gone down, but so has the donations.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything planned for the rest of the year to maybe have an event?
We are really not going to have an event for the rest of the year. We usually do a fall dinner, which is a blast.
Right.
You know, because we're a camp, we figure if you're going to have fun camp, you have to have a fun party.
Oh, yeah.
So our fall dinner is usually a riot. But we had to cancel that. We just felt that, one, we couldn't get enough people into the spaces that were available. Two, we just knew our community was still pretty nervous, and so we just didn't feel it was the right thing to do. So we're going to transition that fall dinner to probably a late spring dinner.
Right.
And we did get to hold our golf tournament, which was fantastic, and we're really grateful for everybody that got to show up for that. But yeah, we will do a big, you know, kind of fall appeal along, I'm sure, with every other nonprofit that's out there. It's pretty competitive. Colorado actually has more nonprofits per capita than any other state other than New York.
Really? I had no idea.
Well, there's so many more things to do here and get out and get away that you're going to have that.
Yeah, it's a very competitive landscape. But we also realize we offer a unique program. And so, you know, we're very blessed to have some fantastic people who have stuck with us and helped us. And when we gave everyone the option this year, to get a refund on camp or turn it into a donation, the number of families that said, hey, you know what, you just keep it and we'll turn it into a donation, it was huge. So we're really grateful for everybody's support.
So, which brings up my last question. If somebody wants to donate, how do they do that? Where do they go?
AdamsCamp.org. It's really easy. We have a great donate button, and we take care of you. It's pretty mindless.
So they can pay half of that $1,500, maybe $750, and they can help support.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many families do you have through all three of those different camps that you do?
Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to give you families, but I will tell you, last year we touched more than, we had more than 1,000 participants.
So there's a lot of people who need support.
I went back and looked at the numbers, and in the 3.5 years I've been there, we've upped our participation 122%. Yeah. And it's because...
That's amazing.
We have been so blessed. As the founder said, the hand of God has always been on Adam's camp,
right,
and I really do believe that. We've been so blessed. It's a great program. And I'm not a salesman by trade, but I will tell you, I would talk about Adam's Camp all day long. I go for walks, and I run into people, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, yeah. And somehow my son will come up, or maybe he's with me, and pretty soon I'm recruiting volunteers, and I'm like, oh, you'd be a great counselor. Let's get you. You guys should come up. What do you want to do for the day?
Well, when I was saying this to somebody at the Labor Day block party we had, when you watch kids have fun and smile, it just makes it all worth it. Life's so much easier.
So much fun.
That is, that's pretty cool. I want to thank you for that. So if somebody wants to volunteer, they can just get a hold of Adam's Camp.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's an application that'll go live starting in January, and I just really stress January because we have such a special program, we will fill in volunteers. We'll get enough people. I mean, so definitely get in. It pays to be early.
Okay, then let's put you back on in December. We'll do this again in December.
Okay,
you're
going to
be around?
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
No, good.
You're stuck with me.
We'll come back in December and see if we can get more people to volunteer.
Will it be 95 or will it be snowing in December?
It'll probably be about 45 and sunny. Probably.
Because we only get 95 in snow in September.
Who knows?
You never know. You never know. And once again, if you'd like to get a hold of Lindsay over at Adams Camp, it's 303-563-8290. That's 303-563-8290, adamscamp.org. You are listening to Your Money Matters, brought to you by Kurt Rogers and Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, aimortgage.net. Dan Muir in for Scott Whatley. We'll be right back.
Is your vision stopping you from enjoying your outdoor activities? Hi, this is Scott Whatley for Stack Optical. Get by Stack Optical today and check out the Stack Sports Pack. One great frame where you can easily interchange the lenses to the tint you need for golf, bike riding, shooting, fishing, and yes, even driving. Stack Optical, family owned and operated. They're fully staffed and ready to help you with all of your optical needs, from eye exams, glasses, contacts, and yes, even repairs. And rest assured, Stack Optical has taken every precaution to ensure your safety and that you have a clean environment. 2233 South Monaco Parkway. 303-321-1578. Call them now. 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com. And remember, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Take it from KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. You should always call the police, no matter how small your accident may seem. Here's why.
The experience that I've had is once you say, listen, I want to have the police called, and if a person gets nervous about that, you know that you're immediately dealing with a different situation. If the person is like, well, that's fine, I'll wait around as well and we can get it documented, no problem, then you know you're also dealing with a credible person too. And so it's a really good litmus test to see how that person reacts.
Always call the police right away. Then call KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Injuries happen all the time, quarantine or no quarantine. So put this number in your phone now, 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Trial tested, trial ready. Flesh and Beck Law, they get results.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center would like to announce their new Canine Academy is open. Hi, this is Scott Whatley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. The Canine Academy is offering all new classes and several exciting additions, including the new sport classes, scent work, and tray ball that dogs love. Their pet behavior specialist has over 20 years of experience working with animals large and small, including dogs and cats and zoo animals and exotics. He's available Tuesday through Saturday to help you with all of your pet training needs. Visit LoneTreeVet.com and check out the Canine Academy page for the summer class schedule, or just give them a call at 303-708-8050 and get your pet started in the training that's best for you and your pet.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
And welcome back, everybody, to Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage and Kurt Rogers, 720-895-0500, aimortgage.net. I'm Dan Muir in for Scott Whatley. Our guest is Lindsay Radford, and she is with Adams Camp. And we've been talking about Adams Camp. And if you want to donate, volunteer, maybe sign up for camp, it's adamscamp.org, 303-563-8290. I got a real quick question. Mm-hmm. Why is it called Adams Camp?
Because there's this really cool kid named Adam, and his mom and dad, he has cerebral palsy, and this was years and years ago now, obviously decades ago. Yeah. He was about to go into kindergarten.
What
and
did you say, 34?
He was using a walker. And back then, if you went into elementary school or into school in general using a walker, you were probably headed either for a wheelchair or a walker. There was not the physical therapy in schools that was going to get you walking.
Right.
And his parents said that was unacceptable, so they had the idea, along with a physical therapist, to go up to a cabin in the mountains for 5 days and just start doing some intensive therapy. And they went up there, and they took some other family friends up there. So there were five families in general that were up there. And one night during dinner, Adam saw one of the little girls that was with them get down, get under her walker. I should actually say this. He was not walking at the time. But this little girl went over to her walker, started using it, and took her steps. And then Adam got down from the dinner table, crawled over to his walker, and took his first steps. And so, of course, we joke in the disability community that if you've got something, you know, if you've got a good piece of candy, I want that piece of candy too. So
exactly.
So all of a sudden, you know, word caught very quickly. And before they knew it, they were adding families. I actually met one of the mothers who led to the foundation of Autism Week. We have an Autism Week in therapy camp up there. And she came to camp and she said, you know, my daughter's just not really like your kids. And she's like, well, go. Carol Horney said, well, let's go find a couple of other families who have kids with autism. And pretty soon they had a whole group of kids with autism. And, you know, we have 1 week that's dedicated to Down syndrome. And so it's funny how it just kind of spread. But that kind of success is huge. And even for me, my first year that Noah went to mountain camp, I was a little skeptical. My guy was slow to communicate, slow to talk, physically healthy, all that kind of stuff. But it wasn't until, I would say, a week or two after Adam's camp that we had therapists saying to us, like, wow, he is talking so much more. Like, wow, we're seeing these strides. And to this day, when we do our surveys, we hear from parents, yeah, we continue to see, like, these crazy gains even after we left camp.
Adam's camp's not just in Colorado, though.
No, we have a site in Ireland. We have a site in...
Yeah, I knew that would surprise you, Dad.
I didn't know that.
I know.
That's amazing.
So yeah, and I mean, and it's one of those things we're always looking at growing, and I realize this is probably not the time to launch a camp. You probably want to wait until the economy's a little bit more stabilized. But yeah, there's always this need, and it's interesting because not every state offers the great benefits that Colorado does. People don't realize it, but Colorado is one of the best locations in the country for resources for kids with developmental delays. We're very blessed here.
And you had mentioned this before about, you know, every time there's an adversity, God opens up a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that you've had to suffer through this time because of COVID, there's other benefits coming out. Like you have different programs that you're putting out, personal programs.
Correct. So, you know, I mean, our focus has always really been largely on, especially in the adventure. And those are the more independent campers. And I should give this background. When you're an adventure camper, you get out of high school. You have to think of it as kind of like a cliff. There are day programs, but there are a lot of opportunities that fall away for campers. There are a lot of things that just are okay, but not great. You know, a day program could say, okay, our outing today is to go to McDonald's. That to me is not stimulating my child and not what I want for my adult child. So Adam's camp really had this dream that we were going to do these monthly overnight trips that you could sign up for. But when COVID hit, we realized, okay, we have to punt because right now we can't do the overnights. And so what we thought of is like, you know, let's come up with some great fun activities. So we have a day hike coming up. That's going to be later in October. We have, we're working on, and this is also going to be in October, a day at a farm. There's a woman who has a fantastic farm. We're working with her to get that organized.
Age group?
Pretty open, honestly. I would say, let's say like 9 and up.
Yeah.
We're still setting the age
day
on that
farm.
One. But I mean, it's going to be fantastic. She actually has dogs that she trains to go through like a whole agility course.
Oh, cool.
They're going to get to work on that. They're going to get to feed the horses. They're going to go on a tractor ride. I mean, just fun stuff. Like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Forget.
Well, me too.
Yeah. I've been on a farm before. That's where my family came from. Farms. Like, it's not fun when you have to live there all the time.
No,
it's fun to visit.
Fun.
I agree with you. So, you know, fun stuff like that we can get everybody outside. It's a safe environment. You can social distance. You have to be able to wear a mask. That's our one stipulation, and some campers are going to struggle with that, we know. But just to meet the guidelines, that's what we're going to have to do. But those fun outdoor activities that are safe, lots of room, lots of air to breathe, and, you know, we can keep everybody safe and just have a great time. And get out and do something different, you know. Get away from your parents for a couple of hours at least, just a little.
It's just got to really help these kids out mentally just to know they have something to look forward to. They know they're going to get out of the house or get out of wherever it is they normally go. Just something different. We all like change. Well, that's why we all like to take vacations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it'll be a ton of fun. We're going to do an agility course, a superhero agility course. You know, you can bring your Iron Man costume and show up if you want to. I'm telling you.
My what?
Your Iron Man costume.
Iron Man? I don't have an Iron Man.
You don't?
I have a clown and a rabbit. Because everybody calls me a clown, so I have the clown outfit.
I do not want to see you dressed up as a clown. A rabbit, maybe, but not a clown.
Well, I normally dress up as a 6-foot chocolate bunny on Easter.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Do you hop and everything?
Oh, without a doubt. Oh, yeah, there's two of us. Jake's father, mm-hmm. He dresses up as the pink bunny, so we kind of do that.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, he's pink and I'm the chocolate one. And
I love it.
We do it at the church.
I love it. Has anybody ever tried to bite your ear off?
No, I have little kids. The problem with the costume, and not to get away from
you're right.
The problem with the costume is because of the size of the head, you can't see these little 2 and 3 year olds underneath you. And they're always pulling and stepping on you, so you don't pick up your feet, you kind of shuffle them. Otherwise, you're going to step on a munchkin. But it's a lot of fun. I enjoy doing it.
That would be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you feel that the camps are going to be doing next year that they're not doing this year? Do you think that with COVID, because we all kind of believe that the end of November, it's going to kind of go away and things will get a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a plan A and a plan B.
Yes.
The plan A is to get back to camps.
Yes. Oh, and plan B is to get back to camp. It'll just be adjusted. So, you know, for example, Winter Park may say we're not going to do our fall, our summer concert series. So we'll have to adjust some of the things that we do. But we're always scouting for additional activities. I mean, we have some amazing partners. We work for the National Sports Center for the Disabled. So we're coming up with creative ideas and things that we can do with them when we're on site up at our camp. You know, it's interesting because some of the things that hold us back are not things that really I think should hold us back. You know, I mean, sometimes it's about getting permits. Will a city allow a permit to be issued for an activity or a gathering of a certain size? You know, so it's interesting because some of the things are in our control, some of the things aren't. So when we look ahead to the summer, we're just going to be really prepared to roll out the best opportunities and activities that we can. And if that means we need to, you know, kind of go old school, so to say, you know, I mean, if we're back to gunny sack races and things like that, balloon tosses, we'll do that.
Well, they're better than nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. And they can be a lot of fun.
The social networking part is something that I think those children need much more than even the average child.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're so isolated most of the time anyhow, because they are different.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not different. They're the same.
I know. They're all human beings. They all have the same needs the rest of us do.
And Lindsay, once again, you're taking new campers.
We are.
Okay. And once again, if you need to get a hold of Lindsay, it's 303-563-8290, adamscamp.org. Lindsay, thank you so much, and thank you for all that you do.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Children. It's fantastic.
She's going to be back in December.
All right,
we're back doing
in
this
December.
Again.
Kurt, thank you, man.
You bet.
All right, Affordable Inches Mortgage, 720-895-0500. I'm Dan Muir. I've been in for Scott Wiley. Mark Griffith is up next. Don't forget to join John Rush, Rush Reason today at 3. Keep it tuned right here to KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.